Trump says birthright citizenship ruling too bad but lays out pathway forward through Congress. By Nick Gilbertson on June 30, 2026. President Donald Trump laid out a pathway through Congress to end birthright citizenship after it was upheld in a 5-4 Supreme Court decision on Tuesday. The president took to Truth Social to call the ruling too bad for America but noted that it makes clear the congressional route by which birthright citizenship can be ended. The Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship, which is too bad for our country, but we can easily make it up in Congress through legislation. With the support of the president, that has now been determined during this process, Trump wrote. No long and unwieldy constitutional amendment is necessary. Congress should start today to work on ending expensive and unfair to our country, birthright citizenship. They will have my complete and total support. He added. The president weighed in on other key cases that broke in Republicans' favor. Trump lauded the court's decision in West Virginia v. BPJ, which affirms that states have the right to ban biological boys and men from competing in girls' and women's sports. Big win. The United States Supreme Court just ruled against men playing in women's sports. Wow. That takes that ridiculous situation off the table. The president wrote. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the opinion for the 6-3 majority, in which he and the other five justices in the majority find that Title IX allows for schools to have separate teams defined by biological sex. The Constitution and Title IX do not require an overhaul of women's and girls' sports throughout America, the opinion states. Title IX allows schools to provide separate women's and men's sports teams defined by biological sex, and West Virginia has permissibly maintained female sports for biological females consistent with Title IX, the ruling reads in part. It adds. Title IX provides, no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. 20 U.S.C. Section 1681A. 2 years after Title IX became law in 1972, Congress passed the Javits Amendment, which directed the then Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, HEW, to promptly issue regulations implementing the provisions of Title IX with respect to the prohibition of sex discrimination. Section 844, 88 Stat. 612. The amendment further specified that the regulations shall include with respect to athletic activities reasonable provisions considering the nature of particular sports. IBIT. Emphasis added. In 1975, Hugh promulgated comprehensive regulations requiring that schools provide equal athletic opportunity for members of both sexes and authorizing separate teams for members of each sex where selection for such teams is based upon competitive skill or the activity involved as a contact sport. 34 CFR sections 106.41b, c, pages 8-10. Trump also commended the court's 6-3 ruling lifting restrictions on political parties for spending on candidates under the First Amendment. In National Republican Senatorial Committee v. Federal Election Commission. The Supreme Court just took restrictions off political spending. A big win for Republicans and, more importantly, the First Amendment. He wrote in a post on Truth Social.